Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 25-year-old Lance Bogner and 25-year-old Ann Higgins. The pair are suspected of robbing and then assaulting two victims in an incident that began outside the Kmart store in McKinleyville and ended in the parking lot of the Arcata Police Department. The victims, an adult male and an adult female, said they were inside their car outside of Kmart when Bogner approached, pointed a can of bear spray at them, and demanded money. The victim told Bogner he had no money, and Bogner and Higgins then followed the pair to the bank, where the victim withdrew some money and gave it to Bogner. While attempting to leave the scene, Higgins attempted to get into the victim's car, but the driver sped away and then was chased by Bogner and Higgins in their vehicle. The victims reported that Bogner rammed their car and forced it off the road as the chase continued through Gentoli Lane and then ended at the Arcata Police Department. That's where Bogner and Higgins fled the scene in a 1980s model Chevy Silverado pickup. Anyone with information about the suspects is asked to contact authorities. The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve a request from the Neyland Fire Protection District today to place a special tax initiative on the June primary ballot. The property tax would cost landowners $80 for an improved parcel and $60 for an unimproved parcel, and the money would go to fire protection, prevention, and suppression services provided by the fire district. Voters in the special district would be assessed the local fee on top of the state responsibility area fire fee that was imposed on rural landowners in 2011. Local property owners who already pay the state fire fee can see it offset by $35 for each habitable structure on their property. Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass has nominated a local contractor for the Planning Commission. Bass said Kevin McKinney brings much experience to the job, serving more than 20 years on local planning boards and commissions, including an elected position on the Humboldt Community Services District Board. Bass said McKinney has demonstrated fairness in balancing the need for development and protection of open spaces, and that he understands the need to protect the environment while encouraging building. The Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods will hold a special board meeting in Fort Bragg on February 17th at the Fort Bragg Town Hall. The board will discuss a recommendation from school administrators to close down the Mendocino and Garberville campuses in a cost-saving move. Humboldt State University is getting rid of its plastic bags now that a phase-out of the use of plastic bags at the campus marketplace and eateries has begun. Following the lead of the City of Arcata, which has banned the use of single-use plastic bags at retailers in the city, HSU will do the same in an effort to eliminate the estimated 3 million bags used by shoppers in Arcata each year. In March, HSU will begin to charge customers 10 cents for each paper bag they use, and the school will also sell reusable bags on campus. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City School District is currently facing a federal civil rights lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and the National Center for Youth Law. The suit alleges that Black and Native American students have been subjected to racial discrimination and received harsher disciplinary actions. Defendants include top officials in the district, including Superintendent Fred Van Vleck, who discussed the lawsuit and the first settlement hearing.
I know you've heard of the recent ACLU case where we're looking at Eureka City Schools being sued by three students who are backed by the ACLU. We're actually getting ready to go to, they call it a settlement hearing. That doesn't mean we're going to have a settlement. It's just basically the first hearing. We go down to Oakland. We're in front of a federal magistrate down there.
Van Vleck added that he is looking forward to providing the school district's perspective.
And I'm really looking forward to a transparent airing of our side on the story. We haven't had an opportunity to talk about that yet. And this is where we get our opportunity to tell our story on all the great positive things that we've been doing in Eureka City Schools that are very contrary to what's been coming out from the people that are suing us perspective.
The district has released a statement saying they are not aware of any evidence to support the allegations, but they are actively investigating the charges. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.